Shalom Aleichem. Trying to be mechaker on waiting until the last minute to send out last week's shiur. Let's start. I know for those who've been in Chutz La'aretz, you're not up to shlach. It'll be a while till you catch up. Still, I think it's useful. Pasuk says, actually, the title we have for today is Hashem's Infinite Capacity to Forgive. I think it's a very important topic. Sometimes we look at Hashem's capacity to forgive as being just, of course. We don't probably understand the gravity of what we've done, so therefore, of course he's going to forgive. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. On the other hand, there are those of us who feel incredibly guilty and feel that there is no forgiveness, there will be no forgiveness. This is also a problem. I think we have to put our finger on his infinite capacity to forgive mitzad echad, on the one hand, and on the other hand, the realization of the incredible gravity of our actions or misdeeds, as the case may be. Let's take a look. We're coming soon. I mean, we're not at Chodesh Tammuz yet, but we will come soon to the 3 weeks, the time period between the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. This week, Parsha Shlach, here in Eretz Yisrael, we deal with the Chet HaMeraglim. But in order to properly understand this idea of Hashem's capacity to forgive, we have to look just very briefly at the Chet HaEgel as well. Not really the Chet HaEgel, but in the aftermath, Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakoshos from Hashem, the Tfilos, etc. It says there in Parshas Kisis, V'atah ha'nichali, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, allow me, ha'nichali, kilo let go of me. The Gemara says in Brachos, this is where Hashem taught Moshe. Moshe understood that Hashem was trying to teach him something. Ha'nichali, was I holding you? You know, it's kilo, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, let me at him, right? And Hashem and Moshe saying, well, was I holding on to you? I wasn't holding on to you. Elamai, this is the way Hashem is telling him that it's all in your hands, Moshe. You can fix the situation. I'll destroy them totally, utterly, and make you into a great nation. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu would be the continuation, the fulfillment of the Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu says he doesn't want to do it, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu says, though, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. You can't do this, Hashem. Why should Mitzrayim say, Barah Otsiyam La Harogo Sam Beharim? Right? With evil intent, Otsiyam La Harogo Sam Beharim. To destroy them off the face of the earth. You should return from your anger towards them and have a different way of looking at the evil that you wish to, the evil course that you wish to pursue vis a vis them for their misdeeds. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, Lashon Yinachim, is always a lashon of tanchumin, a lashon of machshava acheres. Just like we do nichum avelim, the intention is to give the person the capacity. I know it's not always possible, and not everybody is in a situation to be able to do it, and sometimes the person are not in a position, the person, the mourner, is not in a position to hear it. But the goal is, if we're nothing else, we're amokam yinachim eschem besoch shavletzion shalayim, to give the individual the capacity to be able to, with a machshava acheres, to look, to absorb, to process the tragic event that's taken place, perhaps in a little bit of a different fashion than he might have had we not been menachim them. Okay. Hashem took a new path, kilo, machshava acheres. He's not going to destroy the Jewish people. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Lama yomru aguyim, understanding what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, why should the goyim say? Listen to what he says. Ki omer Mitzrayim, esmol amar b'ni b'chori Yisrael. The other day, Hashem said about the Jewish people, b'no b'chori Yisrael. They're like my firstborn child. Shalach es hamili avduni, etc. V'hinata, now, if they would be destroyed, in the case of the Chet HaEgel, Gila Sofo al Tchilasa, we'll see, yeah, from what happened to them in the end, in terms of the relationship with Hashem, i.e. that he finished them off. Ki lo l'tova yechaveh, v'chas v'sholom nira kesheker. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem, it'll be a chil Hashem, because it'll look like, you're not just capricious, but you're evil. You're a shakir. You say, oh, I love them, I love them, I love them. And then you get rid of them. How's the world going to learn who you are? Remember, the world is not chopped liver. The world eventually is going to be taught a lesson from the history of the Jewish people, from the faith of the Jewish people, from the Jewish people themselves. As they evolve, they grow greater and greater and greater. They go through their ups and downs in the convoluted labyrinth of history. That's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Like Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Right? He right now is Elokeinu. We believe in him. We know he's being Mashkiach. Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. Hashem Echad. One day the entire world will recognize this. So we're on a journey. The Jewish people, as it were, are marching to the beat of Hashem's drum. But in this journey, the rest of the world is coming along. Are they participants? Are they eager participants? Are they willing participants? They're certainly not marching to the beat of the Torah's drum, that's for sure. But in the end, they will be educated. Whoever is left at the end will be educated, will understand the truth. Okay? So therefore, we're interested in educating the world. So therefore, if the world is going to misperceive exactly what took place over here, Hashem is going to look capricious, or even worse than capricious, by killing out the Jewish people as a result of the sin of the Chet HaEgel, he's going to look like he's actually, you know, perhaps evil, cruel. Bichel Hashem. Okay, that's the Chet HaEgel. Here by us, in Parshas Shlach, with the aftermath of the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe El Hashem, V'shomu Mitzrayim ki alisu v'chachacho es ha'om hazeh b'kir bo. The Mitzrayim will hear that you took this nation, Jewish people, i.e. out of the Mitzrayim, and they'll say concerning the inhabitants of the land, I don't know if they have to call them on their cell phones necessarily, but they'll say concerning the inhabitants of the land, Shamu ki ato Hashem b'kir of amazeh, asher ayin ba'ayin nira ato Hashem v'anancha omeid aleim, goes to, you know, the high points of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence being revealed to the Jewish people, uv'amur anan, they have a pillar of fire, the cloud of glory, etc., leading them ato olech l'fayim, you go for them before them, yomam v'layla, right, in the days, and what he called v'amur esh v'layla, and the pillar of fire at night, v'ahemata es amazeh ki ish echad v'amru agoyim asher shomu es shimachol, more if you wipe them all out, right? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was, of course, is there's Charon Af over here vis-a-vis the Jewish people. They are betraying this trust. They're accepting the Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael. Like, don't you trust me that I said I'm giving you a great land? Give me a place where you can finally fulfill all of your spiritual aspirations, all the aspirations that your forefathers had for you, and it'll be a beautiful land in addition. No. You don't want to accept it? It should destroy you. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, what will the nations of the world say? Mibilti yecholas Hashem lavias amaseh el aretz asher nishba lahem vayishchatem bamidbar. Because of an inability to bring them in, so that's why you destroyed them, right? Because you knew you couldn't bring them in. Mibilti yecholas, that ability was not yours to be able to bring them in. So therefore you slaughtered them in the midbar rather than bring them in and have them fall in battle. Okay? Okay. That certainly is the understanding, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability. That's the Gemara in Brachos here on Lamed Beis. Right? They'll say that here it is. Amar lefan Rebbeinu Shalom. Adayin yesh lehem lomar lamelech. Lamelech echad yochol lamod. L'shoshim echad melachim en yochol lamod. 31 kings inhabit the land of Canaan. Par was only one. So Par, you're able to deal with. 31 kings you couldn't deal with. That's what they'll say. Okay? The Chasam Sofer, here in Parsha Shlach, says a little bit differently. He says, Achitaru mitor adam chasashon v'yomu ki p'chisus shelo yochol laharich af la'amo. according to the Chasam Sofer, the way Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Baruch Hu, you can't destroy them. Why? Because what will be their conclusion? The nations of the world. So the Gemara appears to say their conclusion will be that you were not able to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Right? Chasam Sofer says it will look like you flew off the handle, you couldn't control yourself. I dare say we'd put the two things together. Right? We can put the two things there. L'shalei v'chasam sofrim chazal she'en b'yicholto l'izgaber. Alam rabbi lochim. Right? So what was the reason for it? Shal yochol ha'arich. That's a little bit toast there. L'harich af k'ri l'izgaber aleim. Right? We could say that why couldn't you bring them in? Not because you didn't have the armaments, not because you didn't have the firepower. You couldn't bring them in because you were so, what do you call it, vexed by them that you didn't feel like going the extra mile for them. If you want to read the Chasam Sofer into what he called into the Gemara, rather than having him as it were given an alternative shot, but as it were as a prologue to why he didn't have the strength, rather than saying that he didn't have the strength, he had the strength. Why? There's a big deal, what do you call it? You split the Yam, so if you can't destroy 51 Lachim. No, okay, you could say. Or the idea is you were so annoyed, you're so ticked off at them, right, that I'm not going to initiate a pattern of miracles for you. Until now, I broke the entire system of Teva. 10 plagues in Egypt, the Gamsuf, Man, what do you call Matan Torah? You're marching to the beat of a different drummer. What do you call it? Now I should deal with you on such a level? Ugh. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu continues. He says here in Pasuk Yizayin, "V'atah yigdalna koach Hashem kasher dibarta le'emor." Right? Note the shame over here. Hashem is Aleph Dalet. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei pronounced Ado followed by Noi, but it's written Aleph Dalet followed by Nun Yud. That's what it's written. Yigdal na, please, or now, right? Let your koach of adnus grow, expand, etc. Kasher dibarta le'emor, as you taught me to say. Okay. How did he teach him? So we'll see in just a moment. And the usage of the shem adnus, that's also interesting. Right? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu learned at the time of the Chet Egel, he learned the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, demonstrated for him, showed him that the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, when they're said properly, will never be turned empty-handed, as it were. So he says a shortened version of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, which is a discussion is, oh my, why I left out certain things, etc., that we're not discussing it right now. But he does use the shame Ado followed by Noi. Aleph Dalet. Shame Aleph Dalet. So let's examine that for a moment. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Peites. Avi Rishu Melevi. Bishar Sha'ala Moshe Lamorom. Matzala Kodesh Baruch Hu Shaya Kosher Ksarim La'osius. It's a famous Gemara. Truth is, it appears twice. But we'll see the differences, obviously, in the two places that it appears in the Talmud. This is talking about a Maimar HaSinai. V'shar sha'ala Moshe l'morom. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah. Went up to the heavens to receive the Torah. At the time of Parshas Yisro, Mishpatim, etc. Metzol l'akodosh baruch hu shayikosher k'sarim. He came down to the Rebbe Shalom, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was tying, as it were, k'sarim, crowns. Right? Crowns. Onto certain letters. Letters Shatnaz Gates. Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin. Right? Shatnaz Gates. Gimel Tzadi. He was tying crowns. Kosher Ksarim. Feathery crowns on these letters. Had Kosher Ksarim Laosius. So Moshe comes. And the Rabbon Shalom. Again, all these are, right? Let's not. This is all. There's no goof involved here. There's. It's all concepts. It's all highest levels of nevuah. Okay, you don't have to belabor the point. He finds that Moshe was tying ksarim onto the osios. Amalo Moshe, in shalom biyircha. Koviochel, Rosh Hashanah says to Moshe, you just come in, you don't say anything, but they don't say Shalom Aleichem in the town that you come from, i.e. the earth. Amal Lefanav, Klum Yeshevich, knows in Shalom Rabo. A servant has to say Shalom to his master. I have to give you a bracha. You meet a person in the street, you're an equal, you give him a bracha. A servant should give a bracha to his master? Isn't it demeaning? I mean, not that he doesn't want his master to be blessed, but it'd be cool. But who am I to give a bracha to my master? I was a servant to give a bracha to his master, and certainly I'm standing before you, creator of the universe, master of everything. I should give you a bracha? Amalo, Hashem says back to him, no, I'm sorry. You should have helped me. Help me? That's what it says. Miad omelo, v'atol yigdal na koach Hashem kasher dibarta. And now let your koach of Aleph Dalid, let it increase, yigdal, let it expand, let it extend. Kasher dibarta, as you said to me. As you said to me. Now this, b'chlal, this Gemara is difficult. Why? Because it implies that Moshe Rabbeinu, where we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu going up, B'Shah Sha'Allah, Moshe Amorim, that's in Parshas Yisro. Yeah? The Pasuk, V'anto Yigdol Na Koach Hashem, is here in Parshas Shlach. It's not there in Yisro. So they put the two together. They put the two together. Moshe suggests maybe the Mukta Mucha B'Torah, maybe this is said also the first time there, even though it's only written in Parshas Shlach. Nope, maybe. Maybe. But it is a problem. So let's examine first a little bit the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet. And I think then we will be able to delve further into this discussion. Rav Kook, in Ayah, says in Brachos. There the Gemara says, Meom Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olamo. Lo'ya Odom Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom. Ad Sheba Avram Bukro Odom. From the time of creation until Avram Avinu, no one called the Rabbanu Shalom Ado, followed by Noi. Yudke Vavke, you pronounce perhaps that way. But the first time that Hashem was addressed by man with the term, with the name Ado, followed by Noi, written Aleph Dalet, followed by Nun Yud, was Avram Avinu. Says the Inayoah. Yachas ha'odon ela eved, hu sheyishma ha'eved bekolo v'yase retzono l'hashlim es avoda shehayse ru'uya le'osos me'odon. This is a fundamental idea. Excuse me. It's a fundamental idea. The concept of an odon is the Odon, imagine l'havdel afu l'hevdolos. Imagine you have the lord of the manor. He's got an entire fiefdom. And because he's the owner of this fiefdom, so therefore it's incumbent upon him to take care of certain things. Things have to be done, things have to be accomplished, things have to be done within this territory. He meets out job descriptions to his servants, to his serfs. You do this, you do that, you do the next thing. Now really, he owns everything. It's really incumbent upon him. But he delegates. This. Says the Gemara, the first one to call Hashem by the name Ado, followed by Noi, Adon, was Avram. Avram recognized that our job description in this world is to complete the world according to the template of Hashem's will in the same fashion that Hashem would complete it, except he delegated it to us. You hear? And it's our completion of the world. The world is an incomplete place. It's not perfected. But that imperfection, that stage before completion was left specifically so that we should finish the job. using the template of the Rabbonu Shalom. It's incumbent upon him. And he says, you know what? It's incumbent upon me, but I am the master, and therefore I'm delegated to you. Do this through Torah, do this through Avodah, do this through Gemilas Chasadim. Here's where you fix this with this type of mitzvah. Here's where you fix this by avoiding this type of error. Here's where you fix this by doing a chesed. Here's, etc., 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 etc. So Avraham Avinu is the first one to recognize that. We have a job description, and the job description is to finish creation in the pattern, in the according to the ratzon of the creator who made it. Ki'ilu, it's incumbent upon him, but he's said, okay, you do it. You do it. And once again, we receive schar for this. That's not a discussion. I don't want to have to go back over things we've discussed before. It is through this methodology we receive reward, not a freebie. This is the way we get reward for having a job well done. He created the world in such a fashion that it was dependent upon us to finish it, etc. Fine. Great. Go a step further. Rav Tzadok. They say Rav Kook used to say about Rav Tzadok, he says, everything I said, Rav Tzadok said already. And he said it better. That's Rav Kook's humility. But he feels find a similar idea. Azeh takinu b'tchila, right? Hashem svasai tiftach. He's talking about our introduction to Shemona Esrei. Hashem svasai tiftach. There the pasuk is written in Tehillim. It's written with Aleph Dalet. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei pronounced Ado followed by Noi, but rather it's written Aleph Dalet, which obviously is pronounced Ado followed by Noi. Hashem svasai tiftach. Hashem adnus mora al shchinasi yizbarach shebekerev libos b'nei Yisrael. You hear it? And as Rav Kook taught us that the goal is to finish the world according to the template of the Creator. That's our job description. He is the Adon. He's meted out. He's given out to us. He's delegated, I should say. He's delegated each one's responsibilities, all using Torah, Mitzvahs, Ma'asim, Tovim, etc. Each person according to his abilities, his etc. Each one fulfills the mitzvahs with his unique soul makeup, with his unique nurture, his unique nature, etc. Because of Tzadok, and says that this shame of Hashem, the chip, Kilo Havdil, excuse me, the chip inside, where the printed circuit, according to which we are meant to complete the world as the Avdei Hashem, that's called Adnus, and that's inside of us. Hashem's presence inside of us. Hashem adnus mor shchinasi yizbarach shebekerev libos b'nei Yisrael. It's in the hearts of the Jewish people. This shem Hashem. Mevakshim, that's what we ask in the meaning of Shemoneh Esrei. Mevakshim shehi tiftach hapeh. That Hashem's presence within my heart should open my mouth. Hashem svasai tiftach. V'lo shapeh yedabe me'atzmo. And that we should go on automatic pilot, which unfortunately is our want most of the time. Not only is we involve ourselves in mundane things, but even when we're standing in tefillah before the Rabbonu Shalom, and we're asking, please Hashem, do me a favor. Hashem, I'm asking, right, that your presence inside of me, that I'm my nefesh is fusing with you now, but that's only if I recognize that your presence is inside of me, right? The blueprint is inside of me. Your shechina is inside of me. Let me speak through that avenue. Further, let's take a step further. Here from the HaMikdavar. It's interesting. We have Rav Kook. He said about Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok said it already. Right? Now we have HaMikdavar, the Netziv. Rav Kook learned in Volozhin by the Netziv. Shezeh Hashem Mesugal, says the Netziv, here in our Parsha. Shezeh Hashem Mesugal La'asos Niflos U'gvoros K'mo Shebi'arno V'Parshas Kisisa Ala Pasuk Yedechna Ado followed by Noi B'Kirbeinu Va'al Zeh Aya Tshuva Sham Negi Kol Amcha Eseh Niflos. The name Adnus is the name that points to the deep, deep interactive connection between us and Hashem. We generate Shechina by our excellent behavior, our appropriate behavior, on the planes of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Maasim Tovim, we cause, God forbid, the Shechina to atrophy when we don't do that. And so we use this name, Anu Maskirim B'Tefila Atagibor Le'olam Hashem. This is in the bracha of Gvuros. Atagibor Le'olam Hashem. V'shemachachi Amish Yekoach Zeh Hashem Mizgabra Al Koach Adin. In other words, we say Atagibor Le'olam Hashem. In the natural world, death is final. Think for a second. We're in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Atal gibor le'olam ado, followed by noi. V'chaye misim ato, rav lo shia. We use the shem adnus to lead towards chiyas ha'meisim. Because if a person is marching exclusively to the beat of the natural drum, he doesn't hear the call of ado, followed by noi. He doesn't feel the call, he doesn't feel the responsibility that I'm here using Hashem's template to finish the world. And that's the way I'm connected to Hashem all the time. I'm fulfilling, I'm his shliach in this world. I'm a malach. A malach is a shliach, is a messenger. I'm his emissary in this world. A person doesn't hear that. And he's living in the totally mundane. I don't mean you have walk around in the streets, you're not aware where you're going, bash into light poles because you're not focused. But what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? So, if you're purely in the world of mundane, so it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You live in the mundane, and you expire, God forbid, in the mundane. To go to where? It's a problem. It wasn't reality for you in the way you lived. So why should it be a reality after you're gone? Seder, Hashem is Komei Drachim. But we understand. But if you're marching to the beat of the Adon, and I'm his emissary, I've been delegated to finish the job, Ato Gibor Le'olam, Ado followed by Noi, Mechaye Mesim Ato, you're Mechaye Mesim. So this incredible interweaving of our relationship, the relationship of our fulfilling the job description of the Adon, is what leads to Tchiyas HaMeisim. I hope that's clear. If not, rewind and listen again. I hope it's clear. So now, let's go back to our Gemara. We quoted a Gemara before in Brachos, on Shabbos, I'm sorry. On Pites. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, time of Matan Torah, found the Kodesh Baruch Hu being kosher ksorim, tying crowns onto letters. Right? Hashem turns to him, he says, Moshe, understand, do you don't say Shalom Aleichem in your world? He says, I'm me, the Eved has to help his master. He says, yes, you have to help me, you have to help me. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, right, Amalo, Ve'ato yigdol na koach Hashem, kasher dibarta. The ultimate expression, right, of my helping you, Hashem, is I'm totally cognizant of the Shem Adnus. But note here, this is not that which was understood. Or this, I should say, this is more than that which was, that was understood from the time of Avram. In Avram, Avram pointed out, I've got a job description. The Rosh Hashanah is the Adon. He delegates jobs to his subjects. Each person here in Klal Yisrael has got a different job. Once again, using the tools of Tariq Mitzvahs, Torah, Maasim Tovim, etc. Fine. But now, we're going to see something else over here. We're going to see that this is not just the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, delegates responsibility to each of us. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I need your help. I need your help. Kaviyachol, a Kodesh Baruch Hu has created a system, right? He's created a system. Remember, it's a created system. Because inherently, in his essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing. Im tzadakta matiten lo. If you've been incredibly righteous, what have you given him? He needs nothing. But the system of creation says, my presence here requires your aid. My kavod here, my recognition over here, my revelation over here requires you. I need your help. Not that I need you to lift the hammer for me, but I need you to accept, right? I need you to accept my authority. I need you to position and present yourself as my people who are here to fulfill my word. I need you to do that. That's the way I designed the world. Once again, this is, Hashem is not missing anything. This is the way He designed the world. Says the Maharal Beragula. Right? But some on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu came upstairs. Got a maimer azeh. Right? Yesh achoka. Lefi anir betchilas hadas. Amnam kashya tavin hadvarim. Asher yizbaru ein lecha tzmiya bekol zeh. Ki ha-Torah shenasna Hashem yizbaruch l'Yisrael hu ha-seder eloki. Asher seder Hashem yivar, seder Hashem Hashem yizbaruch it should be, yeah. Mi'ito. Ve'ez inin yisnagu. The Torah is the order of the world. The Torah is the order of the world. Those are the letters of the Torah. The Seder Zeh Ein Safik Shal Seder V'Hoga Asher Efshe Sheyeh Ad She'ein Acharav Od. There is no higher order than the Seder of the Torah. She'ein Lomar Ki Yesh Seder Yosir El Yon V'Yosir Nechbad. Hashem has given us the higher order to the world, the highest order to the world. That's the Torah. So Shamar, Olamoshi Lamoro Matzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Shayakoshek Sarim Laosios. Pirsha Torah Hi Seder Loki. Right? Hashem has given to us. Seder is a Yeshashia Seder Yoser Elyon. There is no higher order. It is the highest order of the world. Hashem has given it to us. It's the blueprint. This is how you're going to complete the world, as we've spoken about earlier. But Im Sashish Kan Shnei Dvarim Kol Echad Ma'ala Bifnei Atzmo. Ha Echad. Shator misoseh Elokim. This is a God-given system. Hashem she efshe shetia madrega yosel yonim. There is no higher system. This is the highest system. Lofichach omar shayamotze akodesh baruch hu shayakosher ksarim laosios. He's tying the crowns onto the osios. Shakeser bora almala yoser elyon she'ein acher zeh od. Right. You hear? In other words, these letters get these crowns, because they have to show that this is the highest order. Why dafka these letters? Right, Shatner's Gates, Shin Ayin, Tes Nun Zion, Gimel Tzadi. So we'll not discuss that right now. You can look in the Ohev Yisrael from the Apta Rav. It talks about why it's dafka these letters. Okay, I don't want to get lost in roundabouts. Right, the other osios don't need them. These letters do need them. Okay. I would just mention, right, that these letters, in the reality of this world, there are things that seem very far away in their connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But even then, they are part of, right, the order. We'll see. Okay, and if I start talking about this, I'm not going to get out of it so quickly. Hashari osios enim tzrichim fine, etc. And then he continues. Ulchach hayel chol azreini. Going back to our conversation between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Moshe Rabbeinu. I needed you to be ozer me, ki yesh ezer mitzad ha-mekabel. In other words, just as the tagim, the crowns and the letters, they are borne by the letters themselves, so too also, in order for me to put the tagim on the osios, you have to identify yourself as being a carrier of the osios. You have to state that you understand your job description as a carrier of the osios, because a crown is not meaningful if there's no one to wear the crown. And the letters of the Torah itself will lose their meaning here, because I want it to be a blueprint for you to finish the world, but if you're not being mekabel that, if you're not accepting that, if you're not taking that as part of your job description, so then it can't be done. So in this sense, the aid of Moshe Rabbeinu is not, I'm going to help you lift the hammer, I'm going to help you tie the tie. But my willingness, or Moshe Rabbeinu standing and speaking as a proxy for the entire Jewish people, our willingness to carry the Torah makes this entire process of putting the crown of attachment onto the letters of the Torah relevant. If there's no one to carry it, just as the crown can not be placed if there's nothing to put the crown upon, so too the entire process is meaningless if there's no one to carry the Torah. Keshatavim, Tavarim Amukim Tavim, Kidafka Keser Mitzara Mekablim. All crowns require, right, someone upon whom the crown can be put. Kekeser Tzarech Lenose, Rakeser Ala Os, V'yesh LeKeser Nose, who's carrying the crown, the letter. V'os L'fichach Tzarech El Hatagi Nose Muchan LeKabel. V'davar Zeh Ha'el Moshe La'azor Ki HaMekabel Mishtatev Dafka Mashua Nose. If we are not Nosim of the Torah, then the letters are not there. And the letters are not there, they can't, what do you call, they can't carry, as it were, the crowns. Gatag l'dakuso tzarech sh'yeh lo mekabel muchan. There has to be somebody who can be who can accept it. V'im lo haya Moshe shu'a mekabel sh'yeh muchan lo haya kosher keser lo'os. L'chach al zeh omar haya l'chol azreini. In other words, the crown is meaningful in the os, but the osios have to be accepted, right? So without our acceptance, these crowns that tie the osios all the way back to their source, they're so fine and feathery, back to the word Gula Ribono Shel'olam himself, it can't be done. That's not the way Hashem designed the world. Ve'en kan makom zeh kiudavar amok amok ma'od. So note, we've entered into a new realm over here. Not only a realm of, okay, Jewish people, what's your job description? Our job description here is to finish the will of Hashem in the world. After all, we call him Ado followed by Noin. Over here, we've entered a new dimension of that, though. Here, the Ribono Shel Olam is saying, if you don't accept it, the whole thing falls apart. It's not just you're not doing your job. It all falls apart. I need your help. Again, this is the way Hashem designed the world. Now, Hashem, in his essence, once again, I can't say it enough times, he doesn't need anything. He has a will to give. We can't comprehend. That's what we've been taught. He wishes to give. But in tzadakta matiten lo, he's not missing anything. He's not chaser. This is where he designed the world. This is what we say in Birchas Kriyashma. Tov, Hashem is good. This is the Vilna Gaon. This is where you read it in Birchas Kriyashma. Tov, Hashem is good. Yatzar kavod l'shmo. He created the concept of honor to his name. He is good. He created the concept of honor to his name. Because by definition, when we're talking about honor is always bilateral. The two parties involved. You can't have unilateral honor. honor myself. Excuse me, harken back to the little prince with the king there sitting on an asteroid, whatever it was. Yeah, it's a joke. Because Brokaw created the world that way, to give us purpose, to give us meaning, to give us an inviolable job description. So it's a new dimension of Ado followed by Noi. And not just this, what we have to do, but it's not because Brokaw designed the world this way. If we're not doing it, if we're not accepting it, then the world falls apart. Now we come to another rendering of this Gemara, of this event, I should say. Amar Yehuda Amarav, B'shar Sh'al Moshe L'moro Matzah L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'yoshev Kosher K'sarim L'Osios. Sound familiar? Again, it's not Reuven Levi this time, it's not the Gemara Shabbos, it's Gemara Menachos. Tying Hashem is tying crowns onto the letters. Amar Lefan Ribon Shalom, Mima Akev Al Yadcha. Why are you doing this? This is different. It's different. Why do you need this? Why do you need this? Amalo, Adam Echad Yesh Asid Lios Besof Kamadoros. There is a person who is going to arrive on the scene of history after several generations. Akiva ben Yosef Shmo, Rabbi Akiva. Sha'asid Lidrosh Al Kol Kotz Vekotz Tile Tilin Shel Halachos. And he will, as it were, interpret the crowns as they attach to the letters. He will build upon a tilei tilin shel halachas concepts. Amar the father, Ribono shel Olam, harayoli, may I see him? Amar lo, chazor l'achorecha, chorecha. Turn back. Okay, story is all right. Halach v'yashav, besof shmona shuros. Shmona say shuros. Right? Mistake here. Yeah. My omim. He didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim were talking about. Tashach Kocho. Moshe Rabbeinu was like, what's going on? I don't understand. We'll see, it doesn't mean exactly he doesn't understand. Came to deal a davar echad amru lo Talmidav. They came to some point in this discussion. They're darshaning, as it were. Rabbi Akiva is darshaning, and they're learning with him. His Talmidim are learning with him the tagim, the messages, the concepts that come out from the crowns on the letters. Amar lo Talmidav Rebbe minayin lecha. How do you know this? Amar lahen halacha l'Moshe miSinai. It's halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Is he telling a fib? Chas v'shalom. How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it? This Yashva died, and all that, but oh, he's appeased now. Appeased? Why should he be appeased? It's fiction, no? No, it's not a fiction. Chazer obal lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, om lefonav ribono shel olam, yesh lecha adam kazeh, v'tanosin Torah al yodo? I have to say something parenthetical over here, forgive me. I remember once there was a humongous ad taken out in the New York Times by, if I remember correctly, the conservative movement. That they brought down this Gemara. They brought down this Gemara. And they said, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying, then perhaps the things Rabbi Akiva said that we understand better. Okay. We'll learn the Gemara. We'll see that's not the Pshat. Aside from the fact that if you read the Gemara, you see that can't be the Pshat, because Rabbi Akiva says he knows all of this from Halacha L'Moshe miSinai. Is Rabbi Akiva lying? And if he were lying, why would Moshe Rabbeinu be satisfied with the answer? So obviously this is not meant to be read superficially. We shall learn a lesson from it. In any event, he says, Zubo l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'amar l'fanav Ribono shel Olam. Yeshua Adam Kazeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Bono Boreola, we have a person like this who can be dorish these tili tilim shalachos on the crowns of the letters. Atanosin Torah al Yodi, and you give the Torah to me? I'm a low shtok, silence, Hashem says to him. Oh, okay. Silence. Kach ola b'machshava lefonai. This is my machshava. My most, if you could use the term, most primeval. The earliest machshava. That the Torah should be given through you. On the phone of Ribbono Shel Olam. Hariseni Torasa. You've shown me his Torah. Harei Yischaro. Show me his reward. Amalo chazor lachorecha. So you return. Heal back into the world of time. V'ra'a shishoklin b'saro b'makulim. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they were weighing out Rabbi Akiva's flesh in a Roman butcher shop. Amar the fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah was a schara. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the Torah, this is its schar. Amar shtok, once again, silence. Kacholu b'machshav lefonai. Once again, same answer to two questions. Why give the Torah through me, not through Rabbi Akiva? Shtok. This is what I want. Silence. It's not being a ruffian, God forbid. Silence. This is not a place of normal communication. Silence. It's a world of silence. World of silence here. Can't communicate, can't reveal things here. Says the Torah Schaim in Baba Kama. He mentions, Stad Gomer Krabi Akiva Chavir of Ein Ani Dan Osam Berachamim Klal. The concept that the Rebbe Shalom says, Kach Ol B'machshav L'Fonai, it's just like we have in the beginning of Bereishis. Bereishis Bor Elokim, as a Shamayim, as a Oretz. Rashi says over there, Ol B'machshav L'Vroas Olam B'binas Adin. Hashem's deepest ratzon is that man should merit bedin, not that he could stick screws to you bedin. That man should merit bedin, because then his merit is pure. But then, as Rashi continues, Rosh ein cholis kaim, for the vast majority of the world, right? Strict din, they can't live according to it. They can't live according to it because. Aside from the fact that we disappear very quickly, but we can't relate to it. It doesn't fit in with our world. Rabbi Akiva Chaver of Inan Idan Osam Berachmim Klalo. My Sabratius Shita Vomidis Rachmim. Kadosh Baruch Hu joined together Din with Rachmim, which is mitigated Din. This concept of Tshuva, the concept of the onus not taking place right away. There's a concept of the onus perhaps being passed out into smaller packets, etc. But Rabbi Akiva and the Chaverov, no. Straight. Like a sargel, like a ruler. Any dan osel barachmim klal ki'im al pi shuras hadin. Moshe haisa machshav lefonai bebriyas ha'olam. Kach u machshav lefonai. So we understand that Rabbi Akiva, who is going to be Dorish, he's going to extrapolate, he's going to understand the concepts that will come from the crowns of the Torah, that Rabbi Akiva, he's as it were, he's living on a different plane. I'm going to synopsize this already abbreviated paragraph from the Tiferes Yisrael, from the Maral, where he explains as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely attached to this world, the world that we live in. And his job description was to bring the Torah in its completeness down to this world. When it said that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying, it didn't mean he couldn't understand it. Because after all, he brought it down, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He couldn't attach to it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's complete job description was to bring Torah into this world, a world where people live in according to the standards of this world. He couldn't attach to the crowns. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, he lived in the world of the crowns. He ate, he drank, he slept, he propagated, he had children, but he lived in the world of the crowns. And therefore he's attached to those crowns. Those crowns which rise upward from the letters, they attach, right? They're the highest attachment to the Creator himself, Kaviyochol. Pure din, Hashem's will. We should merit it, but din. We should merit our existence, our connection to Hashem through what we deserve totally. No freebies involved. That's the greatest gift that we can have. No freebies. Bedin. Rabbi Akiva lives there. Remember when Rabbi Akiva was dying, as they were tearing the flesh off his bodies with iron combs, he was saying Shema Yisrael. And his Talmidim said, "Ad heichan, to now you're saying Shema Yisrael?" Rabbi Akiva answers him, as they're ripping the flesh off of him, it says, "V'yavto as Hashem lokecha b'chol avovcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol b'yodecha b'chol nafshecha afilu notel as nafshecha," if he takes your soul, if he takes your life. He says, "I waited my whole life to do this. And now, I shouldn't say Shema Yisrael as they're doing it?" Obviously, easier said than done. It's a world of shtok, silence. You can't talk about it. Because it's not talkable about. Not because I'm going to slap you for talking about it. There aren't words to describe it. Isn't it fascinating when you think about it? That Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving aid to Hashem. Hayochal Azreini, you're supposed to help me. And he says, "Va'atagig dolna koach Hashem, Yoshim Adnus, be made great." In other words, the greatest expression of that Hashem, the way you designed the world, Kaviyochol need Klal Yisrael. You need to forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, the world will lose the message. They are your vehicle. Yigdal na koach Hashem. Show that you are the Adon and they are your shlichim, they are your emissaries. They're the only emissaries that you have. To reveal your name in the world. To keep your Torah, your mitzvahs. To march the beat of your drum. Moshe Rabbeinu does this. And this gives the Rabbon Shalom the ability to tie the crowns, Kaviyochol, onto the letters. When we are carrying the letters are there to have the crowns tied onto them, and the crowns tie back to the deepest, deepest will of Hashem. But that will is not a standard in this world, only for people like Rabbi Akiva and Chavirov. It's a point to ponder. Hashem's forgiveness to us enables the world of the crowns to exist, because without his forgiveness to us, the letters have no one to hold them, and if there are no letters to hold them, there are no crowns to be put upon them. That enables the crowns to be put in place, which are a system that we can't even talk about. It's beyond this world. It's from Akiva v'Chaverov. This is awesome. It's awesome. It means that Hashem's capacity to forgive us is linked to the things, to the level of Hashem's presence, which is totally ununderstandable to us. This is what I started off with. We shouldn't take Hashem's forgiveness as though it's a cinch, it's not a problem. I mean, he's there for us. He will forgive us. It's not like we have to jump through hoops to get him to forgive us. We have to realize that it is built upon, right, an almost inexplicable concept. It's built upon the concept of the Ksarim. So it's through his forgiveness for us that we become aware of that those things that sometimes we see in the world and we think we've got so many questions on Hashem, you should know the source for Hashem's infinite compassion, even though it doesn't appear that we deserve it, comes from the same place of where it's totally inexplicable, which shtok, silent. You don't have the ability to speak here. It's too high up. Rav Akiva, his flesh being torn with iron combs. The crematoria in Birkenau. Can't be. But it is. What does it mean? Learn what you can from it, but don't expect to be able to understand it here. Because to be able to understand it, we have to be able to converse, and this is not a place of conversation. One day it will be. One day. Everything that was revealed to Rav Akiva and his friends will be revealed to everyone. But that's at the end of the game. Shouldn't call it a game. That's at the end of the road. Ha'am holchim b'choshech, the nation that walks through the darkness, ro or godel. In the interim, let's remember that Hashem's love, his affection, his infinite capacity to forgive the Jewish people, even after everything, also comes from the world that is most ununderstandable to us. It's linked to the world of the crowns. Okay. Be blessed. Think it over. I think there were important things that we discussed today. And Hashem Yazor. Hashem should not test us in ways that we can't withstand the test. And we should continue to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim by our being the vehicles for revealing Hashem's presence in the world through our Torah, through our mitzvos, through Ma'aseh Tovim. We should do the zocha to do all this b'simcha. Amen. Take care.